Dead Man's Bluff, a novel by James Swain, narrated by Alan Sklar. Disc 1.
Luck ain't never paid the bills. Pug Pearson, famous poker player. Part 1. Driving the White Line. Chapter 1. I win, Rufus Steele said. Tony Valentine could not believe his eyes. Steele, a 70-year-old whiskey-drinking Texas gambler, had just outrun a racehorse named Greased Lightning in the 100-yard dash. The race had taken place on the manicured football field of the University of Nevada, the pulsating neon of the Las Vegas Strip electrifying the night sky. Valentine stood in the end zone with a mob of gamblers, many of whom had bet against Rufus. The gamblers were competing in the World Poker Showdown, the world's richest poker tournament. Valentine was there for a different reason. He'd been hired by the Nevada Gaming Control Board to figure out how a seeing-impaired player could be cheating the tournament, and he was trying to help his son avenge the murder of a childhood friend. The fact that he'd solved neither case to his satisfaction had made for a long 4 days, and watching Rufus fleece some suckers had provided a welcome distraction. I want to see the tape, declared a man known as the Greek. The Greek had lost $500,000 on the horse. He fancied himself a gambler, but had never swam with sharks as big as Rufus. The old cowboy sauntered over to where the Greek stood.
Want to bet on the outcome again? Rufus asked.